So we'll now call the formal meeting of the Commonwealth Transportation Board into session. Let me get the where do I get the agenda here, Charlie?
Where the word up right on the bottom.
Right here.
Okay. We approve the Fall Hill project.
Well, the first order of business is public comment. Is there anybody today that would like to address the board? Please, if you'd come up. I apologize for the length of today's meeting.
It's been an education. Mr. Chair, members of the Commonwealth Transportation Board, Mr. Kilpatrick, I'm Ann Malik, immediate past chair of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and in the rotation, the 2014 vice chair of the Metropolitan Planning Organization in Charlottesville, Albemarle. There were four members of our board who came today to listen and learn, and thank you so much for spending your time and energy on our 29 corridor today. Albemarle County is heartened to hear your focus on the future to find solutions to mitigate congestion on our corridor with financial and environmental stewardship. We look forward to projects approvable by the Army Corps of Engineers and EPA. We support careful modeling, cost analysis, which is accurate, and sensible return on investment. In our email Monday, you learned that we have not been idle for the decades prior to June 8, 2011. UNJAM 2035, as our long-range plan, was developed with VDOT and has a long list of projects supported by both city and county, which can be among those considered by the new task force. These projects have been modeled and developed with VDOT and in the VDOT 29 corridor study, and together they provide significant congestion reduction, are in our constrained plan, and many are shovel-ready. We are happy to participate in the task force, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Anyone else, please? Please come on up.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Commissioner Kilpatrick, I'm Brad Sheffield. I'm also an Albemarle County Board Supervisor. I'm new on the board, actually. Ms. Malik is actually a more seasoned veteran of the board. But I'm not new to the issues that you're dealing with. I have 15 years of being in the transportation and land use profession. So the board, the majority of the board, felt that it was best to put me on the MPO, I serve on the MPO, as well as to come and speak before you, sent you the email the other day about Places 29 and what its role is in the decision moving forward. Basically, you've got my email, you know the information is there. Just want to bring to your attention that Places 29 is more than just a plan. It brings together a lot of other documents, traffic studies, corridor studies, access management studies. And further, it sets the context by which we're trying to determine a solution moving forward. And it's in that context that your investments actually either deteriorate or enhance that corridor. And so moving forward, I just want you to know that to kind of set your expectations that plan can help build the foundation of what you're trying to determine. To account for not only the current growth but the future growth, there's a lot of things that are on the books in Albemarle County that really do play a role in that corridor. So I encourage the panel to take a look at that. And to know that we're committed as a board, at least the majority of the board is committed with helping you move forward with finding a solution very quickly. And I say that because when you run into conflicts on the ground with this, it's going to be us, it's going to be the board members. They're going to have to try to find that balance with the public. We're the ones who are going to be engaging the public. We're the ones who are going to be communicating with them and getting them to understand where we're going for. So we're on board with you. We're right there with you. We want to find a solution and get something done. So thank you for the time.
Thank you very much for your comments. Are there any other people who'd like to address the board today? Yes, please.
I was going to say good morning. I will say good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Commissioner, and members of the Commonwealth Transportation Board. My name is Ellie Tucker. I'm from Albemarle County, and I'm a member of the Places 29 Citizens Advisory Council, a bipartisan citizens group appointed by a bipartisan Board of Supervisors. I am heartened by the appointment of Philip Chouquette. I have faith in the process that he has spelled out. We thank you for making this possible. We look forward to bringing all of our people back together again and reduce all of the inflammatory comments running back and forth, and we want to work together, and we hope to do so with this new commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time today. Anyone else? Okay, we'll move on with our agenda.
You have one more, Mr.
Secretary. Excuse me. I'm sorry, sir. Please.
Thank you. I'll be very brief. My name is John Martin. I live in Albemarle County. I've spoken to this board on several other occasions concerning the Route 29 bypass. I was very encouraged by the discussion this morning, and very encouraged by the process that is being set up and will be pursued. But I just wanted to emphasize one thing. I mean, I've lived in Albemarle County for 17 years. Charlottesville and Albemarle County are one of the best places there is to live in the Commonwealth. It's a wonderful place. That's not what I want to emphasize, though. What I want to emphasize is that Charlottesville and Albemarle didn't get the way they are right now by accident. They've gotten to be one of the best places to live by having local government that is strong, local government that is smart, and with a very informed citizenry. And it's because I'm optimistic about this process, because I'm aware of the strength of the resource which will be available to you and to the committee to plan the way forward. I think it's going to be a good process. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Secretary Lane, members of the CTV, my name is Neil Williamson. I'm president of the Free Enterprise Forum, a public policy organization that's spoken to you before about the Charlottesville 29 concerns. We want to be optimistic about the way forward. We're concerned that no bypass of any such will be considered by the group. I think that's probably a good choice, considering the tight timeline that you've set forth for this group. But I do hope that the CTB will consider the money spent for the solutions that come forward from the group versus money that could be spent to come up with a true solution, bypassing the problem. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I can't see around the podium. Is there anyone else that would like to come up? Okay, well, thank you very much for all of your comments. The first order of business is approval of the... Yes.
Before everyone leaves, thank you for your comments. I promise to be more civil as we move forward, and hopefully we can come up with some solutions. So, thank you.
All right. Is there any other comments before we...
Yes, I have one.
Okay.
I just want to know why at this point that Board of Supervisors for Albemarle County have yet to schedule a parade to celebrate the ACC basketball tournament champion. Because if you want road closures, now may be the time to get them. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Mr. Kilpatrick, you understand, is a Virginia Tech Hokie, so can I go with your chances on the permit? That's right. All right, here we go. Let's start with the meeting. First order of business is the approval of the minutes from February 19th.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please.
Aye.
Okay, first one up, commemorative. This looks like Mr. Cole.
I move approval of the action.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. I didn't even recognize Mr. Helsel up there.
That's quite all right, Mr. Chairman. You're doing fine, sir.
And we have number two, Mr. Krasinski. So
no,
moved?
No, this would be...
So moved.
Yes.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'll recognize you next time, Mr. Helsel. All right, Mr. Brule.
All right, I have two items for you today. The first is an Economic Development Access deallocation in Accomack County. The county originally requested the funds in 2008. The project hasn't been constructed. None of the funds have been expended, and the county has requested that we deallocate those funds.
So move. Okay, second. Okay, any comments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
Mr. Brewer, I just have one question on four before I make a motion. The money that we're moving off of the Centerville Turnpike, they're looking for it to come back in 16-17. Or they're looking for it to be replaced in 16-17, or it will be delayed.
It's my understanding that when the city requested the transfer, they committed to maintaining the current schedule on Centerville Turnpike. That doesn't preclude them from coming back and applying for future revenue sharing funds, but it also does not commit us to provide those revenue sharing funds.
So what you're telling me, it wasn't clear in their resolution, is that they've committed to move forward with or without our revenue sharing, and I'm sure they hope that we find some more for them, but it was not a quick work walk.
Correct.
Move approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Mr. Thrasher.
Good afternoon, Mr. Secretary, Mr. Commissioner, members of the board. You have in front of you a resolution request for limited access control for a proposed Route 460 and Route 314 interchange, further known as Southgate. The project is located in the town of Blacksburg within VDOT Salem District. The purpose of the project is to close an existing at-grade access point intersection replaced with a grade-separated interchange. This resolution request will modify a previous March 16, 2011 resolution previously approved by the board for a break from the Huckleberry Trail access. I'm glad to entertain any questions.
Mr. Phelan, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, before I make the motion, I must point out that despite the fact that I hate breaking these limited access things, we are closing one to give the break. So this is working out fine, and Mr. Kilpatrick probably likes this one since this is going to be the grand entrance to Virginia Polytechnic Institute, State University.
That's what he just said here.
So with that, we haven't said that, I'll make the motion.
He said it three times. Don't forget to call on Mr. Fraley. Is there a second?
I'm
not sure. What a second. This
second. Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Thank you. Mr. Thrasher, thank you. Ms. Mitchell.
Good afternoon. The first item of business I have is on the 2014 through 19 six-year improvement program transfers for January 28th through the February 26th. I'll be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Move approval, Mr. Secretary.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you.
And the second item is addition of projects to the six-year improvement program for 2014 through 19. There's four projects. And
so
I'll be
moved.
Happy.
A second. Thank you very much. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Thank you. Where's Mr. Sy? There he is. Okay. Bids.
Good afternoon. You have before you the bid results on about $108 million worth of projects there. There are five that require CTB action valued at about $72.7 million. And I ask for your consideration.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you very much. Let's see here. The new business. First of all, is there a new business come before the board? I'll remind everybody we have dinner this evening at, is it Rockets Landing?
Yes.
Got all everybody. I think drinks at 6. We're honoring Mr. Worley, the retiring Commissioner of Highways from VDOT. So I hope you all can attend. Look forward to there. If there's no other business,
Mr. Chairman, yes. Question. We have in our book here an audit by the Auditor of Public Accounts.
Yes.
Is that just for our information? Do we need to prove that? How's that work?
It's just for your information. If your information and if there's any discussion at a previous meeting you'd like to bring up, we don't have to approve it, but it's there for your for information. Mr. Cole.
Mr. Secretary, on one note of old business, I was asked by this board to further study the limited access agreement 360 on Amelia County. We heard about it last week. After doing so, I'll be bringing no action on this board as found the chief engineer's opinion is valid.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Any other old or new business? If not, thank you, gentlemen and ladies. We're adjourned. Thank you very much.